When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. And joined now by a guy with the best pipes in the business, Nick Friedell, ESPN NBA reporter. Nick is covering the Hawks Heat. Morning, Nick.
Morning, Nick.
Morning, guys. What's happening?
See, but that would be Nick not just because it's 9 in the morning. That's Nick at 11 o'clock in the morning, at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, 5 o'clock at night, 7 o'clock at night.
So, Nick,
morning, guys. What's happening?
Nick, let me ask you before we get started in this whole thing. What do you think Trae Young's future is like in Atlanta?
If I were guessing, with all the speculation that's going on, it doesn't seem like that future is that long in Atlanta. Now, does that mean that something happens this summer, or does something happen before the trade deadline next season? We'll see. But usually, and we've all seen this play out in plenty of different sports, when you start hearing over and over, I don't know if he's happy there. I don't know if they really want to build around him for the long haul. And can that team really win with him as the guy? That's when you start to see moves go down. And maybe that happens in a little while here in Atlanta. But the one thing I tell you is, having been down there, I just don't see Trae Young as being the number one type of guy who's going to lead a team through the East, in this case, and to a title. And if Atlanta figures that out, especially as the new ownership and management group gets settled in there with Kyle Korver and company in time, then usually you see a move happen sooner than later.
Nick Friedell, let me ask you this. When you say having been down there, right? Yeah, he's not shooting it well this year. And he's not a Steph Curry shooter, but he shoots it well enough, and he's not afraid to shoot, and he can do a lot of things. So are you talking about him as the player on the hardwood, or are you talking about attendant things about Trae Young that don't add up to the guy who can lead you to a championship?
Max, I think when you're the face of a team and you've got to be the guy, I think it's both. I think it's how you play on the floor, and – we'd all agree that it hadn't been up to the level that we've seen even a few years ago for Trae Young. But even more, it's how you handle yourself off of it. I mean, why is Steph Curry so beloved, for example, in the Bay with the Warriors? It's because he shoots it at an unbelievable level, and he shows up day after day after day, and he makes those big shots when they need him to. Season after season after season. But even more, he sets the tone for that entire organization. And I know, having covered that team and talked to Steve Kerr and a bunch of other people through the years, they'll all tell you that everything starts with Steph from the moment he walks in the doors every day. He is the example for everybody else within the framework of that organization, what he does on the floor, what he does off of it. And it's not a fair comparison because there's only one Steph to do all the things that he does, but that is the difference. I mean, when the stories that have popped up with the Hawks, not only this year, but in the last couple, I mean, everybody saw what Trae Young did against the Knicks in that series, and he got them to the Eastern Conference Finals, and you think, oh, it's coming. You know, it's only a matter of time. He's going to keep getting better. And then it didn't happen. And then everything popped out this year, and you went, I think the time as him as the guy within that team could be coming to an end here at some point too.
Nick, you're going to be covering the Hawks and Heat game. How do you think it's going to affect Trae Young and the Hawks against the Heat? What's out there now?
I don't think what we've heard so far, Key, is going to affect them, because once the game starts, kind of like, all right, let's go. But Eric Spoelstra was talking about this the other day after their regular season finale. I mean, look at the numbers. The Heat have just had Trae Young's number, and he's a really, really solid shooter, and he can get hot, and he could find a way for them to win. But absolutely, the mental advantage, no matter what's going on off the floor for the Hawks, is there for Miami. They just believe they've got a better team, and they believe they've got the defensive plan in place to slow down Trae Young, because they've done it before. And most of all, they've got Jimmy Butler. And guys, I've covered him since he came in the league. That guy loves the stage that this provides. He loves the idea that he's got to be the one to set the tone, and he's got to be the one to make everything happen for this group. And Miami hadn't had the season that they would have liked. They've had injuries. They've had inconsistencies in their rotation. But Jimmy is playing the best basketball that I've seen him play for this stretch after the All-Star break. He's just been awesome, and he's as confident as ever. And in the end, when you're trying to break down this game, that is the ultimate determining factor to me. The Heat have Jimmy Butler, and the Hawks don't.
And when you're talking to Nick Friedel, ESPN NBA reporter, and when you think about conversations that were being had, at least on this show, but also in other places, about who the best players in the playoffs were last year, and then the conversation started shifting. Because those are the real high-leverage games, if Jimmy Butler is a top 10 to 15 player in the regular season, but a top 5 player in the playoffs, what are we really saying, right? Does he have a chance to do that, you think, in these playoffs again? Get us wondering, wait a minute, when the rubber hits the road, this guy may be, in fact, underrated, may be an absolutely elite player.
Max, I absolutely think he can show that again. The difference is, I just don't believe the supporting cast that Miami has is good enough around him. So I fully believe that Miami will win tonight, or if Trae Young gets rolling, like we were saying, they'll win the next one in a couple days, but they'll be in the playoffs. I just don't think that Miami can beat a Boston, or in that case, a Milwaukee, as great as Jimmy is. And that's the real issue as far as their future is concerned, because Jimmy has proven over and over he's got another level to hit in the playoffs. He's shown it. The problem for Miami is, look at their cap situation. You just redid Hero's deal. He's making a bunch of money. Duncan Robinson's deal is huge, and he barely plays. Adebayo's on a max deal. There's just not a lot of wiggle room for this core. That's why it hurts them so bad that they came so close last year to beating Boston, but it didn't happen. But as far as Jimmy is concerned, I think anything is possible as far as winning a couple games against the top-level competition. But when you're in a series, especially against the best teams in a conference, you need other people to pick you up throughout the course of that series, no matter how great you are. And I just don't think Miami has enough weapons, as hard as they play and as mentally tough as they are, to be able to push through one of the best teams
in
the East this series.
Tyler Hero has not taken the next step. It looked promising a couple years ago, and like, oh my God, look what he's doing at this age. But he didn't elevate beyond that.
Nick Friedel, ESPN NBA reporter, joining us this morning, Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Nick, you spent some time covering one of your favorite NBA quotes. I won't even say players, I'll say quotes. In Kyrie Irving with the Nets. How surprised are you right now, though, the way things kind of ended for him and Luka in Dallas?
Key, you know I'm not. We've been having these conversations for a couple years now as far as Kyrie is concerned, and the drama just follows him everywhere he goes. I will tell you, having talked to enough people not only in Dallas, but who cover the team and who have been around, you can't pin everything on Kyrie, as so many people would like to do, given the way that whole thing deteriorated.
Yeah, Max.
From the beginning, when that trade went down, the first thing you thought was, okay, Kyrie's still great, but who's playing defense on that team? I mean, Dorian Finney-Smith is their best perimeter defender, and you traded him and did what he in that unprotected pick that could be absolutely fantastic for the Nets in 6 years. But once you make that trade, you're like, who is playing defense? And the answer, of course, as we saw, is nobody. But if you're Kyrie, and this is the issue, and this is why the summer is so fascinating now moving forward, everywhere he has gone, there has been drama and chaos that has ensued. And even if it wasn't his fault this time, and there were a lot of different issues in Dallas, and there continue to be, he is going to have that carry with him no matter where he lands next. And just because it wasn't necessarily his problem in Dallas in the last few months, there is a track record now that time after time after time, when he appears on a team, it's only a matter of time before that team starts to go downhill.
Yeah, either he's the most unlucky guy who ever lived, or he is contributing to that in some way.
Well, and Max, that is the issue to me, being around that Nets team day after day. Everybody respected the hell out of Kyrie for his talent. There is no denying how talented he is. They just couldn't trust him to live up to what you need in the framework of a team every single day. And having been around the league long enough and having seen how teams are built, as great as Kyrie is, that is not a bet I'd be willing to make long term, that he'd be ready and be that team guy every single day, year after year, especially on a multi-million dollar contract.
So where's he going to end up at, real quick?
It feels like the Lakers, Key.
Okay,
it feels like it's always been the Lakers, but after Dallas gave up all that stuff to get him, you figured they'd make a push, but it still feels like the Lakers are going to come in and he's going to have that swan song with LeBron.
He hasn't had a problem winning with LeBron, that's for sure. Nick Friedell, ladies and gentlemen.
Right.
ESPN Radio, ESPN NBA reporter. Thanks, Nick.
The rich get richer.
You got it, guys.
The NBA playoffs are on ESPN Radio. Tune in to Play in Action Wednesday as the Raptors host the Bulls, followed by Pelicans at Thunder, presented by Indeed. Coverage begins at 6:30 p.m. Eastern on most ESPN radio stations and on Sirius XM Channel 80. You know, Kyrie Irving.
We win the championship this year, Max, and then get Kyrie and win it again next year. Back-to-backs. How would that end LeBron's career?
But what's nuts about Kyrie is, think about this for a second, his reputation and all that stuff and all the negative stuff. And by the way, some of it's deserved.
Yeah.
He is arguably, and I would argue, in fact, he is, the most skilled player of all time. And Key, here's what's crazy. He's won an NBA championship. It's not like, oh, can he win the big one? He's won an NBA championship, and he was the guy hitting the big shots down the stretch, right?
The reverse of Westbrook.
Right, and he still has this stuff, like, dude,
all this negative,
yeah.
Westbrook, but he hasn't won. Kyrie got the negative one, but then the negative still comes back, and he might win another one.
It's nuts.
Might win another one if he comes to the Lakers.
So is he one of the people – well, he's not in it is the problem. He would be one of the people with the most to lose if they underperformed in the playoffs, right? But who is? Who is? Who? Tell me, who's the guy who has the most to lose by underperforming in the playoffs?
Light-skinned Max.
Yeah, I mean, well, let's stay negative, right? We put a scowling picture of Isaiah Thomas on. Now let's talk about who has the most to lose if they underperform in the playoffs.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Coming up Wednesday, what up the five quarterbacks predicted to go in the first round? I'll tell you how many, if... Okay. Coming up Wednesday, with five QBs predicted to go in the first round, I'll tell you how many, if any, are ready to start week one of the NFL season. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, 6 a.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio, ESPN2, and ESPNU. Coming up Wednesday, so which position group outside the quarterbacks will have the biggest impact their rookie year? I'll give you my answer, and no, it will not be who you expect. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, 6 a.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio, ESPN2, and ESPNU. Coming up Wednesday, so which position group outside?
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, ESPNU. By the way, click more on the lower right-hand corner of the app. Scroll down to live radio. We're right there. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. Got one of the greatest rappers of all time coming up in one segment, Key. Talk about that in a second. Which player has the chance to change the narrative about him? Everyone loves, used to be story, right? It was simple, Key. The story is this, and then someone got a hold of the word narrative, and everyone ran wild. Now there's no such thing as story anymore. All you hear is narrative.
Yeah, who said it was right?
Exactly.
Right?
Someone
who came
decided
up with that? Who made that decision?
I think it should be me from now on. I'll just decide these things. Listen, there are lots of guys, and the NBA, I know guys like J.J. Redick, this drives crazy, I know. But the fact is, it's not any one player. It's a team, of course.
It is a team.
Yeah.
But it's always the one guy who's the leader, who's the focus. That's just the reality of it.
And it's more than in baseball or basketball. Or in football. It's about one guy. Because there are fewer players on the field to play.
Yeah.
And they have more influence over the game. Now the quarterback in the NFL is starting to get to be almost treated that way in the public imagination as an NBA star.
But even when you look at Major League Baseball, there's one, maybe two guys.
Yeah.
Even though there's more guys, there's always the ace pitcher.
Yeah, right.
Can he, you know, is he the closer? Imagine if Mariano Rivera was blowing save after save after save after save.
No dynasty.
No dynasty.
But there are guys like, I think of barbershop talk. Because it can be reduced to this guy versus that guy, right? So it was boxing for years, dominated in the barbershops. So why in like Coming to America, what are they talking? Of course, boxing. They're having the classic. And it was always NBA along with boxing because it can be more easily reduced in people's minds, at least, to this guy against that guy. And now increasingly you're hearing quarterback talk because it's the same sort of thing, right? As though the whole team is around the quarterback. But that said, there are players for whom a championship or at least stellar play in the playoffs would flip the script about him, right? You brought up Jokic as so much on the line, right? Jokic, if he wins a championship, now it justifies in a way those MVPs and people look back
100%.
And say, damn,
yeah,
back-to-back 100%. MVP and champion?
100%, because if you go back-to-back MVPs and you finish in the top three vote getting and then you go ahead and you win a championship, it solidifies you. Think about Giannis from a couple years ago prior to winning the championship. It was like, well, yeah, he's long. He did the Euro mm-hmm. step, blah, blah, blah. But it was like, what else? And then he comes out, he hyperextends his knee, he comes back, he gives you 50 in the closeout. It's like, well, man, he's arrived. He's the best player in the world, da, 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 da. It changed. It completely flipped everything over. Some people start off fast in their careers because they win championships early, and it's like, wow, he's getting ready to be the greatest player to ever play. And then it goes, And then some people coast along the way. Then they take off, and then they win a championship, and it's like, man, he's getting ready to catch so-and-so. That's just how it is. To me, Jokic is the guy right now because of the MVPs. Once he solidifies a championship, now you go, well, okay, he belongs with some of the bigs that we talk about in the NBA. He belongs. But if he doesn't win a championship, it's just like, whatever. Those are regular season empty statistics.
So I'll give you a boxing analogy here, okay? This is the way I kind of think of it. I think it's not perfect, but it's in certain ways analogous.
Not perfect with you? Wow. What a different stance.
I know. Unbelievable. I know. I'm not perfect. So middleweight title defenses, right? Middleweight champions. Marvin Hagler made 12 middleweight title defenses successfully of the undisputed title because the dude he won it from, Alan Minter, was the undisputed champion. So he had the undisputed title. Carlos Monzon made 14 defenses before Hagler. Monzon was around. But didn't unify the title till later, right? Not all of them were of the unified title. But to me, it's because he unified the title, I count them all as though he's the undisputed champion because as soon as he was given the chance, he proved, yeah, I was the best all along. Bernard Hopkins made 20 title defenses but didn't unify till way late in his middleweight reign. But once he unified, to me, it justified all those others almost as though they were defenses of the undisputed title. Because as soon as he was given the chance, he proved it. To me, if a guy like Jokic wins a championship, it justifies those MVPs, right? It feels like I go back in retrospect and I see them differently. That's a champion winning MVP. Westbrook is the same thing to me. Westbrook, who has not come up big enough when they've needed him the most. I think about that Thunder team with KD against Golden State in 2016.
They were young.
Game 7, but they were coming off the bus. That was the best team in the NBA. Forget the Cavs. Forget the Warriors. That Thunder team, oh, my God, this one and that one, Ibaka. And that, like, you know, they were crude. But, okay. And then Westbrook here and there, there have been hiccups, obviously, along the way and bad stints with different teams. Westbrook's still really good. Key, if he wins a championship, you mean to tell me he averaged a triple-double for 3 consecutive seasons and then won a title? The entire perception of his career will do a 180. History will remember him completely differently.
You can't say anything to a champion. Like, it's almost like graduating from college. I got a degree. What you going to say to me?
Right.
A degree from a real institution, not online, not some small school in a building somewhere that we never heard of. You can't say anything. I graduated from college. I won a championship. I am Westbrook. You can't say anything to me. And on top of that, I contributed. I was a contributor. I'm one of the main reasons we won the championship.
That's big, Key. It can't be Bill Walton on the Celtics, right? Now, he'd already won one, right? But so he's a champion.
No,
but
you cannot be the 9th guy at the end of your career and finally win a championship.
Right.
And people go, oh, well, he averaged a triple-double. No.
Not the same thing.
He's on the floor knocking down threes in the offense, getting the offense going, playing the point guard position, something that they needed desperately. And it's mind-boggling that 4 months ago, he looked like a totally different guy. And he goes to the Clippers. I don't know what that is. I don't know if it's Ty Lue just making him feel confident. I don't know what it was getting away.
He's on a team where he has to share the ball with a guy who needs the ball in his hands in LeBron, and no one on the team could shoot. Westbrook needs shooters around him, right? I mean, it's just the role he was put in. He was not put in a winning position.
But he's in a winning position now, and he looks totally different.
And that's why he can change the narrative. 888-SAY-ESPN. Who else can change the narrative? Key says Jokic. I say Westbrook. Who do you say?
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do, big, small. And when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com/ unsportsmanlike.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, joined now in studio by, you know, it's one thing to say one of the greatest rappers of all time, which I think is the truth, but also one of my favorite. That doesn't always have to be the same thing. Jadakiss.
So
in studio, not to mention Set Free Richardson, in studio, producer and director. The Game is a new single from Rick Ross, Fat Joe, and The Locks. That's Jada and Styles P, of course. Producers include Set Free. The Game drops tomorrow, April 12th. It'll be featured throughout the playoffs on ESPN. How did this single with Fat Joe and The Locks come about, guys?
I think my man Free and the good folks over at DraftKings. It's really Free's idea, and you go let Free explain it. I don't really understand.
you just work here?
Yeah, they tell me to do something, I make it happen.
He just makes the magic happen. We hooked up with DraftKings, myself and my squad, creative squad called Revival House, pitched the idea, you know, of basketball and hip-hop been together forever, you know, from my early days of the N1 mixtape. He's a legend. You know, I think he changed the face of media, like hip-hop and basketball, with the AI commercial. And then when you think about all those MCs, Styles did the commercial with Kevin Garnett. Rick Ross is synonymous with being on the floor seats of Miami, and Fat Joe in the Garden. So picking four MCs that could really talk about that basketball lifestyle and be able to talk about the culture. And DraftKings loved the idea. And from there, the rest is history.
Okay, Max, I give in now, man. I will give in for the next 15 minutes. I just heard that little track right there. I'm all East Coast right now, Max. it brought chills back to my Jet days when I used to just, in my big body, rocking The Locks left and right. So,
The Locks,
you know,
man.
Yeah, that was something way different with Jadakiss and the crew. For sure, 100%.
That's crazy. Hey, listen, while Key brought up The Locks, this is what I want to know. Forget all the sports questions for a second. This is the competition I want to know. All right, I know you've done verses and all that. You and Styles P, like, you know, I say this in boxing, right? When you can't promote a super fight into existence, the dust settles in an era. There's Hagler, there's Leonard, there's Mayweather, there's Pacquiao, there's Ali, there's Frazier. That's the real super fight. Dust settles. I'm saying, in one corner is Jada and Styles P. Who's in the other corner for a versus?
Whoever you want.
No, that's not. I ask this of fighters, like the special fighters, like Terrence Crawford, and they give me the same thing. Oh, you know, any one of them. Terrence, I'm looking at Spence, Errol Spence. To me, that's who's going to be there when the dust settles. And I was right. And those guys never want to tell you at first, right? But I try to hold their feet to the fire. Who is it, in your opinion, who would be in the other corner? Facing you and Styles P versus.
It could be Big Boy and Andre 3000. It could be whoever, too. I can't really name.
See, for
two
me,
people.
It's Ghost and Ray.
That's a nice, very nice, too.
I say Snoop and Cube.
That'd be a great one.
I go Pac and Jay.
Yeah, but we're talking about right. You know, you can actually do the
verse. You just said.
Going to have a hologram?
Stop, man. You just say put them in there.
And ChatGPT, how are you going to do it? You know, I'm saying, but in an
let's
actual
let's assume
versus.
They here then.
Yeah, let's assume they're here. If we ain't going to assume they're here, put Big and Pac over there.
Yeah, yep, right. Put Big and Pac over there. Exactly.
I'm talking
there you go.
About right now, something we could actually. I'm trying to get something going.
That's
something
why I gave you Big
see.
Boy and Andre 3000.
No complaints. Yeah.
You know all the people that I want to say, one of them's not here. We could have did Bun and Pimp C, rest in peace. Yeah. Could have did Havoc and Prodigy, rest in peace.
Yeah.
Fat Joe and Pun.
Now, Havoc and Prodigy, I love Mobb Deep, but come on, man. You heard Ghost and Ray on a song with Havoc and Prodigy, and as soon as Ghost and Ray get in, the adrenaline is different.
Different.
it's different, right? I'm not making it up. Who's your MVP this year in the NBA?
I'll give it to Joel. Joel Embiid. Yeah. He deserves it.
Yeah, same.
I actually took my dad to see a game against Sixers and the Celtics.
Yeah, he had 52 points.
Yeah, he had 52. He went off.
Incredible.
I think he deserves it this year.
So you giving him MVP, so that eliminates the top five guys in the playoffs. I'm only give you four. Since he's the MVP, he got to be one of the top five guys in the playoffs. Who's the four that's left?
Tatum, Kevin Durant, Giannis.
Jokic.
Yeah.
You leaving? You Jokic. Got LeBron. You got Jokic. You got Steph Curry.
Steph.
Wow.
By the way, isn't it funny how you just
see, you see, same as basketball and music, it's always more than five.
So many guys.
So it's going to be, it's a never-ending argument.
Yeah. Now, well, there's more than five, or there's just not a lot of slots in the top five. Are you going to be one of them, right? Top five dead or alive.
That's a fact.
You just got to be happy to make the list.
Well, yeah, I guess so. Although I don't think Embiid's going to be happy if he's just nominated this year.
No, he deserves it.
Does he deserve it? Does he deserve it because enough years have gone by and he hasn't won it and he could have? Or does he deserve it? I'll leave Jokic aside because he doesn't defend.
Yeah.
Does he deserve it because he's actually been better than Giannis this year, who has the best record in the league, even though Middleton, arguably the second best player on the team, basically hasn't played this year?
Yeah, Middleton hasn't played at all, really. Oh, I think Joel deserves it because he's proven.
He's balling this year.
Like you said, he plays more defense. And he hasn't been whining. He hasn't been really, you know, he's been really silent about that. Last year, I think he was complaining and whining and, you know, just doing a lot of things you shouldn't do. This year, he's been all around solid. I think he deserves it.
Key, you know how recently, like, it's everyone has a wine label. Everyone's coming out with their own wine. I feel like it's shifted to coffee because you got a coffee. What, first of all, what made you think, yeah, I'm going to brand a coffee?
Well, my dad's been in coffee for my whole life. He raised me working in coffee. He worked for the Maxwell House Division. He got, like, 40 years in coffee, so it wasn't just, like, a money grab. He likes to say, I have skin in the game. So, you know, I really grew up in it. Yeah, my dad's like the guru of coffee. He can break you down the beans. He can break you down, you know, the best roasting.
I live on coffee, man.
It's incredible, right?
It's in my family, so we decided to take the coffee route and step out the box from, you know.
What makes yours different?
The taste.
The process.
Yeah, just the process, the taste. We really stand by giving the people a good product. It's not too expensive, but it's a damn good tasting coffee, probably one of the best you ever tasted, and we just going to stand behind that and push it like that.
You know, Key doesn't drink coffee. Here we go.
Hold on, Max. Let me speak for myself.
Yeah.
Please. Here we go again, Max.
Yeah.
I'm now going to do some coffee because of Kiss.
That's why.
I'm going to do it because – I've always had the notion that coffee is for old folks, teachers, and police officers. That's just me, right?
Librarians,
you know, coaches
substitute
and stuff.
Substitute teachers, yeah.
Yeah, substitute. But now, because of you, I'm about to figure out how to get me some from you for free. And
that's the easy part.
I'm going to start getting it done and drinking it and, you know, rocking it and supporting it. 100%.
I'll get that to you ASAP.
Set free. Okay. You a coffee guy?
Yes, sir. Yeah. I'm a coffee guy now. Honestly, I wasn't a coffee guy before this venture.
I don't know even people how they live with that. Like, hits that
you know,
smell
he did
hits
all
you
the
in the morning.
He did all the marketing for the Kiss Cafe.
Hey, Max. Right? Yeah. We got the coffee up here.
Hold on, Yates. So you got a cafe?
No, that's the e-commerce name. The name that's oh, just okay. the name. It's called Kiss Cafe.
In the virtual university. Okay.
We about to open some brick and mortars. But it's all e-commerce right now.
Okay, because I was about to say, next time I'm on the East Coast, I'm going to slide through. But okay, got it.
No, you can go in the multiverse for now. You got to wait for the brick and mortar.
You come by the office, Keith. When you come in New York, come by the office.
Yeah, for sure.
Definitely.
Oh, man, that coffee, that smell hits you in the morning.
Max, you got to smell the coffee. I grabbed some. Shout out to Q and Uncle Hip Dog, by the way, for the coffee. But,
yes, sir.
It makes such a difference, too, Yates.
It smells crazy, Max.
Like the bad coffee you taste, you're like, come versus good coffee is almost like a different thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
oh, it smells good. I'm just like, I had coffee ice cream and all that sort of stuff, but just drinking it is just always, I don't know. It just, I don't know why.
Everyone's grandparents have two things in the fridge: taste. Coffee, ice cream, and ginger ale. Can't do that, right? Come on, man.
But it's like anything else, right? Once you get that acquired taste, you start liking it. As Max would say, they got me, right? Mm. Oh. I never ate mussels until 1997. Once I started eating mussels,
you guys have to see Keyed the Bone of Fish at a restaurant. Keyed the Bones of Fish like Tom and Jerry. Like,
with,
you know,
a butter knife.
And all it is the bones. But Keyed does it with a fork and a knife. He gets a fish full of bones. I'm not even touching that thing, right? They got to debone it for me. Boom, boom, boom. 2 seconds later, you got the skeleton of the fish. And all.
Man, you're so silly, man.
Am I lying?
And when you get a branzino or something, a rare snapper, you got to know how to open it up, take out the bones, and do it the right
way.
Take off the head and everything.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But Max claims I learned that once I got, you know, opportunity to have a certain economic wealth, you know, it changed my whole thing is what he tried to say.
He was on Yo MTV Cribs like 30 years ago. I mean, like, he's had money for a long time now.
Stupid, man.
Yo MTV Cribs.
Barcode money.
The Game is the new single from Rick Ross, Fat Joe, and The Lox. You talk about an all-star lineup, Murderers Row. Produced by Set Free Richardson, is the new Hot Ticket. Hot Ticket is brought to you by Vivid Seats, where you earn rewards with every purchase. Vivid Seats Rewards is your ticket to more tickets. Vivid Seats, life happened live. Thanks for joining us this morning. Gentlemen.
For sure.
More KJM coming up.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast.
Ooh, I'm driving to the stadium, Max.
Yes, you're not lying.
I'm driving to the stadium.
We got
to
do some upgrades, y'all.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. What's that set?
Nah, the studio is incredible. The lights in the sky just looks like the Rafe, like the real lights, though.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, we got Jada and Set Free Richardson hanging out with us for our last segment. Guys, we're going to take some calls. People want to talk about the players with the most pressure on them. You want to do this? Talk some calls?
Yeah, talk sports.
Desmond in South Carolina, you're on KJM with J to the Mwah.
Hey,
Set Free.
Yeah. I wanted to say it has to be KD, right? Because KD has the most help when it comes to supporting Cavs compared to any other superstar right now. So, we still went on him to get another chip without Golden State, so I think it's him.
By the way, I love that call because, guys, KD is in the same conference with Steph. He is the odds like the Suns. If he's the favorite and he hasn't won without Steph, but Steph won before him, during him, and after him, that is bad for him if the Warriors to go deeper than him or in the same conference with LeBron now when it's more of an even fight than it was when he joined Golden State. There is a lot of pressure on KD. Yes, no, you like that or not?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. Well, he got the most help that he's had probably in the near future. He should be all right.
I think the pressure's on Chris Paul.
Nah.
For me, it's like now he got, like, you know, Chris is going for that ring. He never got a ring yet. Kevin got his rings.
But see, Chris, it ain't no pressure.
Floor general.
It's no pressure on CP.
It ain't really no pressure on CP3. It'll help him on his
yeah, on the
it's gonna help
declining
him his legacy.
Years, but I don't think it's pressure on KD. especially if they go to the Western Conference Finals against him and against the Golden State Warriors. That'd be crazy.
That's what people want to see.
KD, by the way, what is he, 7-0, 8-0 now since he's been playing for Phoenix, when he's been on the floor for Phoenix? And he's only lost two games, I want to say, out of his last 30 that he's played. And by the way, went seven games by himself against Giannis and them when they won the title, barely lost.
A toenail away.
And Joker got a lot of pressure on him, too, because of them MVPs. He's got a, you know, he got two MVPs. He's going to be in the top three in this year's voting. And he's yet to do it big in the playoffs. In the bubble, he looked like a zero. Now, you know, and there will be no excuses. You got the best record, the whole deal. And not only that, the conference is not like it's top heavy. Everybody's equal. Everybody's right there. Let's see if he can pull his team in front.
Rocky in Memphis, you're on KJM, Jadakiss and Set Free Richardson in with us, ESPN Radio.
Good morning, everybody. And then y'all got the K-I-double. I love it. So listen, I want to get back to the previous question about the NBA players who have these great records, but they don't have a ring. For me, I think Lillard epitomizes that. He's put those numbers up year in, year out, double-figure averages, but he has yet to get a ring. And so it won't happen this year, but I think he epitomizes, you know, one of the guys in that category. And just for the record, not all teachers drink coffee, because I am a Coca-Cola and a sweet tea girl. And on the weekends, I'm lighting up the Tatiana Groovy Blue.
You on different caffeine. You still on caffeine. It's just a different sort.
You're missing it. You're missing it, Rocky.
Different caffeine.
I think it was Key. Somebody said that coffee is for teachers. No, I did that for like 20 years. I ain't never been a coffee girl. Always Coca-Cola, sweet tea, and the Tatiana Groovy Blue.
See, I feel sorry for people who don't drink coffee. I'm completely addicted to coffee. If I don't have coffee in 24 hours, I get headaches and stuff. But I'm happily addicted to
it. All day, though? All day coffee?
No, I mean, I can drink it all day, right? I got to stay up, put the kids to bed and stuff. Oh, man, you know, it's 8 o'clock. I got to get up at 4 in the morning. Kids still awake. Let me put them to bed. I need a coffee.
Hey, Jada, it's free. Look at this picture of Max. So early on in the show, we had Zeke Isaiah Thomas, the Hall of Famer, on. And at the end of the block, he referred to Max as light skin. And so somebody sent that in to us. And check out Max. So, you know, Max got a little, you know, he got a little something in him. I mean, he's a Jewish brother, but he got something in him. He got some of us in him somewhere. And so this was put up. And so I'm like, okay, there you go, Max.
I got to do a 23andMe. What's it called? Is that what it's called? 23andMe something?
Yeah, check your ancestry.com.
DNA.
Max definitely got something in him.
Something, huh?
Yeah, he got something in him. Hanging around the Bronx too long, something.
Max got bars in him. Know about boxing. He know about sports.
Jada. Now, I don't think of Locke's lyrics. Know how to box, but you always have to be careful quoting rap lyrics when you're on live radio.
Facts.
Yeah. Oh, hold on. Wait, I got myself in trouble? No. Okay, good. That's Jadakiss, Set Free Richard. Thank you for joining us this morning, guys.
Thanks for having us.
Pleasure to have you in studio.
Key, don't forget to come by the office, man.
No, I'm not. I'm locked in. Don't even worry about it.
All right.
Just buzz me up.
Oh, light-skinned brother.
You get coffee, too. Oh,
I said a light-skinned brother.
Light-skinned brother.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. Perf.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.